You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 315. Today is another countdown to kickoff mini episode, day number 21, 3 weeks away from Notre Dame kickoff against Texas. Day number 21 is all about Jalen Elliott, incoming freshman from Richmond, Virginia, where he attended Loy Seabird High School. He is 5'11 and a half, 195 pounds, and is one of these defensive backs that Brian Kelly promised at least some of these guys, some of these freshmen, would be playing this fall. So he might be one of those guys. We'll get started with his recruitment and then our projections for this upcoming season for Jalen. So, Randall, go ahead and get us started with Jalen's recruitment to Notre Dame.
Yeah, Jalen Elliott was a three-star recruit, and he'd actually played at a different high school his first 3 years of high school, and then he transferred to the L.C. Byrd High School for his senior year. And just a little bit about the high school. They had just won two straight high school state championships, and it was kind of, everybody kind of expected a down year because they lost a lot of players, and it was kind of looked at as a rebuilding year. But then Jalen Elliott transferred in, and he actually won the starting quarterback job and was a quarterback his senior year. So if you actually look at a lot of his highlights, if you watch his highlights from senior year, most of them are at quarterback. They did move into the defensive side of the ball. If there was a good receiver, they would put him up against that receiver to try to stop him. But his numbers for his senior year as a quarterback, he threw for 1,736 yards and 24 touchdowns. And he also rushed for 271 yards and 7 touchdowns. So was making a big impact as the quarterback on the team. And they actually went to the state championship game and won that game. So that made it 3-state for the high school. And Jalen Elliott kind of saved the day for the school in what was thought of as a rebuilding year. But, you know, even though he was playing quarterback that year, he was still being recruited as a safety by Notre Dame. He knew that, and everybody kind of knew that's why he was going to end up playing in high school. I mean, in college. So he did come to Notre Dame. He had visited. Well, he visited Irish Invasion last year. So he's one of the guys from Irish Invasion last year, and now he's at Notre Dame, ready to do his thing.
All right. I don't really know where Jalen fits into. Is he expected to be one of these freshmen that's going to contribute? Do you know, Randall?
Yes. He wouldn't have been. He did come for the spring game this year. You know, he's already come to Notre Dame and signed a letter. Came to Notre Dame in the spring, and he saw what the freshman safety,
Devin Studstill.
Yes, and so that gave him even more confidence he could play, and the coaches were saying that, and he's definitely one guy that's always talked about as maybe seeing some playing time. Some of that, I think, is due to the fact that he could maybe replace Drew Tranquil. If they move Tranquil around to do some other stuff, Jalen Elliott could be the guy that would take his spot at strong safety position. So that makes me think that he could actually see the field this year. And especially with the health issues that Drew Tranquil's had and the safety depth. But that's how I could see him getting playing time. And he is a leader. He was the team captain on his high school team his senior year. You know, he was a new guy. He transferred in, and he still became the team captain. So definitely has leadership skills, and that's always good to see from a high school player.
All right. You can follow Jalen on Twitter at JAE_Uno_. And his name on Twitter, that's his handle. His name is not Jalen Elliott. So if you search for that on Twitter, you might not find him. His name is 21_Savage. So it might be a little tough to find it, but his Twitter handle is JAE_UNO_.
And his Instagram is @StateChampUno.
So he's part of that state champ, I guess.
Yes.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. Check back again for another Countdown to Kickoff mini episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.